This is Brooks Gillespie talking to you from Omaha, Nebraska. And in today's lesson, we're going to talk about three different phrasal verbs. Back off, back down, and give up. And I think before we start talking about the different verbs and some of the sample sentences, we need to talk about the word back, because the word back is in these verbs. And so there's a sense of motion. This is my front and this is my back. So whenever we're backing or we're backing up or backing off, we're doing a reverse motion. A common expression in the English language where we hear the word back is back and forth. If I'm rocking back and forth, back and forth. So when we use the word back, we're talking about a reverse motion. And what I've done here is I've written three sentences using each of these phrasal verbs to give you an idea of how they are used in different situations. The first phrasal verb we're going to talk about is back off. And when somebody is backing off, there is a reverse motion, either literally or figuratively. For instance, if I was driving my car and I pulled up on a curb and the front wheel was up on the curb, I would have to back off of the curb so that the wheel would come down so that I could properly park. What I'm going to do is read you a sentence and then explain to you how the verb works in that particular sentence. The first sentence is, my boss was yelling at me yesterday and I told him to back off. In this situation, your boss is angry at you and he's kind of getting in your face a little bit and you want him to move back a little bit. So you may just say, hey boss, back off. You're coming on a little too strong. The second sentence is, the dog started barking at me when I entered the yard, so I backed off. Again, there's a reversal motion here. You're going along, you walk into a yard, and suddenly, rawr, 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 you hear this dog barking, and you back off. You leave the yard because you don't want the dog to bite you. And our third sentence is, in order to lose weight, I have decided to back off of the desserts for a little while. So I'm somebody who loves my cake and ice cream, and maybe I need to just, you know, to decrease the number of calories I'm consuming, I may need to back off from the desserts. Our next phrasal verb is back down. Slightly different. It has to do with retreat or surrender in a certain sense. And the first sentence I came up with is, I'm really feisty and I never back down from a confrontation. I often think of backing down in the context of a confrontation. You got one person over here and you have another person over here and they're butting heads. Eventually, one of them is going to have to back down if the confrontation is going to be resolved. My second sentence for back down. When I challenged my neighbor on his plans to build a fence between our houses, he backed down. So in this instance, maybe I had a neighbor who wanted to put a fence and he didn't really care what my opinion was. So I maybe heard about it from somebody else that he was planning on putting this fence in between my yard and his yard, and I don't want that fence. And he probably needed to consult me first before going ahead with his plans. And in any event, I don't want the fence, so I confronted him, and he backed down from that. And my third example of back down is, neither the airline nor the pilots are willing to back down, so the strike will continue for a while longer. I know that in Brazil, as in the United States, strikes often occur. Maybe university professors don't think they're getting enough pay, or maybe the letter carriers feel that they don't have enough benefits, and so they'll go on strike. and they have their set of demands. The workers have their set of demands, and the company or management has their set of plans. And sometimes that's also a confrontational situation in which they need to come to an agreement. And if neither of them back down from whatever their demands are, the strike will continue indefinitely. All right, now the third phrasal verb that we're going to discuss is give up. And this is definitely a situation where you let go, you're defeated, you stop fighting. The first sentence that I came up with is, I will never give up on my dream to attain fluency in Portuguese. So in this case, I have an objective, a goal, and I'm going to have some obstacles. It's going to be difficult. I'm going to get bored. It's going to get tiring. So I am just not going to give up on that dream. I'm going to continue ahead. Second sentence, a fierce competitor will never give up in the heat of battle. Again, this has to do with just in spite of all obstacles, just moving forward and never giving up. We talk a lot about this spirit of not wanting to give up in athletics. The best competitors, the best athletes are those that will never give up. No matter how injured they are, no matter how tough the competition is, they are just determined to continue ahead and never give up. And my third example is, I have been addicted to cigarettes for 15 years, and I'm finding it very difficult to give up smoking. So in this case, it would be a positive thing if the person would give up this particular bad habit. A lot of us have bad habits that we should give up. Maybe we eat too much. Maybe we smoke or drink too much. Maybe we spend too much time watching television. So these are instances in which giving up is letting go and surrendering a habit or a behavior that is not beneficial for us. So I hope these examples have helped you, and looking forward to more opportunities to discuss phrasal verbs with you. Have a great day.